Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Saucy podcast. It's two junks. Saucy. It's sauce. It's Jordan.
I'm a sweet baby Doge. And today's punchline is, well, because it was Wiener takes it all.
Why did the hot dog win the meal contest?
The meal contest.
Why did the hot dog leave with the entire prize pot?
Close, but no cigar for either of you.
No.
The actual joke I'm looking for is, why was mustard racing ketchup?
That sucks.
It's a pretty good joke.
That sucks. Why was mustard playing ketchup?
Racing
ketchup.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that one will sit with me. Was that written by Christopher Nolan? Is that like a...
You got to think about it.
It hits a little bit later.
It's way better. It's like...
Wait,
it's
was
like,
that actually?
I think the mustard is actually still squirting at the end.
Yeah,
so it's not
Star Wars
even
The
about
Last
bombs?
Jedi, where you're designed to dislike it the first time, but then it's actually only good on the third time.
Like Phantom of the Menace for y'all, except for the 15th time.
Phantom
if you give it a couple more.
Menace.
Phantom of the Menace. There are so many of this dude.
Yeah.
But there's only one Phantom Menace.
Phantom of the Menace.
Attack clones, Return Jedi, Phantom of the Menace. Revenge Sith.
The Empire of the Strikes Back.
Rise Skywalker of...
My God. Today we're talking sauces.
Who are you?
That I was about to say who I am. I'm Carter Sauce. It's an easy one for me.
Yeah, that is good.
Carter Sauce. That's actually what we call it when I just mix several of our entrants here.
Yeah.
In one little ramekin. That's Carter Sauce.
Yeah.
It's like, this blank could use more of this blank. I don't want to give anything away. But we've kind of talked sauces last week. But this is Spring Delirium. We're in our sauce era. We've always been in our sauce era, but now it is time to reserve an entire episode. And it's not like that's not the first time we've talked a whole episode about sauces. But now it's a little bit more intentional. We knew we were going in. And here's what I need from you guys as we get started. And I'll start us off. But this is sauce's big day. So imagine, you know, we've had the ceremony. We're at the after party. There's the times for the people that are closest to sauce get to speak to sauce. In the eyes on that special day, trying to like not get too choked up. What do you have to say to sauce on sauce's day? I know for me that I owe so much of who I am to you. And I don't even think I realized how much you've influenced my life and for how long. I'm a man of theories. Like I work in theory. And sauce is the ultimate theory. Like the fact that you can just be completely subjective and people can argue for and against all of your iterations kind of brings me life and excitement and brings me a thrill. When I see you,
it's beautiful.
Anywhere I am, when I see you, there's a little bit of hope there because I think I can make it work. You know? And thank you. I just want to thank you, Sauce.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you, Sauce.
It's really good.
Thank you, Sauce. Sauce, you may have heard the expression that those who reach the highest often stand on the shoulders of giants.
Wow. Right.
And it's a way to diminish the accomplishments of the folks who come second, right? Sauce, you're the giant, I'll say. Mm. And that may be controversial, but every one of the best meals that I've had in my life has stood on your shoulders, Sauce. And that's what's allowed it to reach the upper echelon of culinary experiences in my 3 decades on this planet. It's you, Sauce. You're the giant.
Wow.
The giant Sauce.
Too true. Too true. Sauce, when the meal is bad, you can save it.
Oh, yeah.
When the meal is great, you can elevate it.
Come on.
You are the Jesus of food. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's thank you, Sauce. Thank you, really Sauce. I have.
Thank you, Sauce, for being food Jesus. Thank you.
I did have food Jesus. Actually, and I'll say this, I'll get it out of the way so people know that I'm objective and I'm not just like some crazy sauce head. I did have a meal last night where the sauce ruined it. And that's a very rare experience for me.
But
it was because I was trying to be responsible with my body and the things I put inside it. And I was trying this, like, it was like a sweet Thai chili sauce, but it was a zero-calorie, sugar-free Thai chili sauce. Oh. And it was not good. It wasn't good. It was
That's a bummer, man. It had a very Splenda taste.
It was not good. And I put it, I don't know, my whole stir fry. And it was like, man, this whole thing tastes like Splenda.
I think maybe that's more if someone ruined the sauce than sauce ruining the meal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Someone ruined that sauce.
Mm. It's not the sauce's fault. It's not the sauce's fault. That sauce is the product of its environment.
We have 64 sauces to talk about today.
Wow.
64 entrants into this year's Spring Delirium. A few things ahead of time. That fine print of the liabilities and whatnots, right?
Mm.
We have had conversations on some of those sauces that just needed to have their own champion. Understand that you're going to see several iterations of sauces in different parts of this bracket. This is perhaps the most intentional I have been in the actual matchups themselves, making sure that those that seem to do well will go pretty far. Now, granted, sauces is a little bit easier, are a little bit tougher to decide which one is better, and there's more argument there than like cartoon sidekicks from the late 90s, right?
Sure,
so, yeah. It's going to get hot. I think we're going to have some people who that your sauce is not on here. Also understand, if you're upset that your sauce doesn't make this bracket,
then here's what you
need to do. You need to be the champion for that sauce. Go out and tell the world about the sauce that didn't make it to Spring Delirium, because that's one of the beauties of sauces and probably why we talk about them like we talk about movies, because there's a whole bunch of them out there and there's different sauces for different folks. But we're going to get started with the classics here, okay? And the way Spring Delirium runs, and it will continue to run this year, these guys will get a 3-2-1 to pick who they think will win between each matchup. If there is a tie, I will be the tiebreaker, okay? We start over in the classic side. This is going to be if it comes to the table or if it's already at the table at a restaurant, right? They're hardly having to ask you. If it's out there, these are your classic sauces. We're going to start with our first matchup of this most epic of Spring Deliriums. I have yellow mustard.
Okay.
And here's the thing too, caveat here. When I say yellow mustard, I know there's also several brands. We're not picking brands here, especially for things like this. We'll get into brands on another side of the bracket, but this is just your good old classic
but
yellow
French's
mustard.
French's or die though.
Sure. People have opinions and that's fine. So in your mind, pick your or die. Okay. So yellow mustard against A1 steak sauce.
This is the easiest decision I've ever made in my life. Let's go.
Yeah.
3-2-1.
Yellow mustard.
A1 sucks, dude.
I think I'm not even messing around with a corn dog if there's not yellow mustard.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if I'm going to do it because the other option is usually just ketchup.
Yeah.
And I'm not there.
Tomato jelly? Get out of here. I don't want something
that's hearing recently mustard on fries is a good option. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I literally tried it at the Houston Rodeo and it didn't work, but I think that's because I just have to retrain my brain there.
Yeah. Mm. You're afraid.
Because I'm not used to going yellow mustard there. It's usually on a protein for me.
Yeah.
Next up, we have another member of the mustard family, the Dijon, our French relative, against simply another French condiment here, mayonnaise. So Dijon against mayonnaise.
Manois.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
You boys ready?
Ready.
Three.
Yep.
Two. One.
That's Dijon. A Dijon.
Dijon for both.
Not seen Dijon on a lot of tables.
Sure.
How many beast clothes are you eating at?
Not a whole lot. How often do you go to Limited?
That was just me trying to give an example of like, what are the classic? Where else do I put Dijon? You know, it could have gone international, but there's a whole international side of the bracket. There's too much up there to put Dijon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There's English mustard, German mustard,
as we also have like, who even knows if this is really Italian, but we're going to have Italian dressing against Rico's cheese. So Rico's cheese is the tin can that your concession has to put on those yellow like round cheese. Tortilla chips. Yeah.
Like nacho cheese.
Rico cheese. They sell it in your Mexican grocery stores.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. Okay. Three, two, one.
Italian cheese. Dressing.
Okay. And I this is very easy. I'll go first. Mm-hmm. Not a sauce. Italian dressing. Not a sauce.
Not a bad argument. Came up on sauces.
You put it here, Carter.
I know. It's a tough one. I mean, there's going to be a handful of these that were like, well, is it sauce? But if it is here, it's a sauce. So go ahead and argue for it, Doge.
If I'm given the choice of participating in either of these two foods, I am going to choose the Italian dressing just because it's easier to convince myself that it's not like a melted down and reflavored
Lego
pool inner tube. I'm not a big Rico cheese boy.
Oh, yeah. I am.
It's super nostalgic for me. I remember working the concession stand and just dolloping that. Rico's cheese is, it can't help but be generous. Even if someone doesn't put enough Rico's cheese on there, it kind of grows chemically to hit like every chip. And so I think I do have to save some room for preteen, early teens Carter here and not even have to worry about my body at all.
Save the cheese.
Rico's cheese will move on. Next matchup, ketchup. Classic. Ketchup. Many will think, some will think Heinz. Mm. Some will think Hunt's.
Ew.
Ew. Pick a different podcast if you're a Hunt's person.
Ketchup against buffalo sauce.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Buffalo sauce. Three, two, one.
Buffalo sauce.
Buffalo. You probably wonder.
See you later, Chuck.
This is kind of easy. I picked the easier part of the bracket first because I think it's going to get tougher as we get closer to the end of this episode. Next up, we have Sweet Baby Ray's Golden Mustard Barbecue Sauce. It's tough to... what am I going to say? Sweet Baby Ray's Golden Mustard? Like that's
This is the barbecue Sweet sauce baby representative Ray's voted on by me and barbecue Doge sauce. Last week, right?
This Sweet was Baby Ray's Golden Mustard
Sweet
Barbecue Sauce.
Baby Ray's
Sweet
Golden
Baby
Mustard
Ray's ba, ba, ba.
Barbecue Sauce.
Yeah, this is a tough sell only because we got to pick the champion. You know what I mean? So I picked one I know I like.
Yeah.
Against tartar sauce.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Sweet Baby Ray's golden Carolina mustard.
Barbecue Sweet sauce.
Baby Ray Golden Carolina Mustard. Golden Mustard Barbecue Sauce. Dude, I will say, I do appreciate on a summer day with some fish or some seafood. A good tartar sauce is nice with a lemon, a bit of lemon squeeze on there.
I agree.
But it's not going to beat Sweet Baby Ray Golden Mustard.
Tartar sauce does not advance because it is limited in its applications. The tartar sauce is. Never put it on something that lives on the land, only something from the water.
Yeah, I think.
That's tough. Yeah. You can't put it on a burger, can you?
Can you imagine?
I think even ketchup would have beaten tartar sauce for me. And ketchup's one of my last place sauces.
Honey mustard.
Tartar sauce is just too narrow.
This is your basic honey mustard.
Hunty Munty.
Against another of the champions, the champion of the aioli, the garlic aioli.
Yep, I'm ready.
Honey mustard against garlic aioli 3-2. 3, 2, 1.
Honey mustard, dude.
Y'all are some honey mustard boys, aren't you?
Honey mustard is...
I'm a little honey mustard boy.
It's so weird, dude. We're daddy's little honey mustard boys.
Honey mustard boy.
We're just Papa's little honey mustard boys. Yeah, honey mustard is a gift. It is a gift from God above.
Is it more the honey or the mustard, or is it just a 50-50?
It's the mustard for me, personally.
Yeah. Is it the mustard? Judging by this bracket, it's the mustard. So, blue cheese.
Two chunks and a hunk. I'm ready. Mustard.
He's already out because he doesn't think it's a sauce. Blue cheese against...
No.
Blue cheese is a sauce. We're going to call it how I spelled it. Against, you know, on Thanksgiving when you get some cornberry sauce? So, blue cheese against cornberry sauce.
That sounds like my least favorite.
You know, my grandfather hailed from the town of Cornberry. It's just outside of Manchester.
Lord Reginald Cornberry.
It's a Cornberry. Blue cheese against Cornberry.
Any sauce on this list would be a buy against either of these for me. So this is
It's tough. A bad one. It's a bad one. Lesser of two evils. 3, 2, 1.
Blue cheese.
Cornberry, I suppose. Blue cheese, I suppose. Blue cheese. Go ahead and tell me how y'all feel about this. Doge, you go first.
Blue cheese, 12 months out of the year. You can do it. You can eat it. You can find it. You can buy it. Cornberry, one time ever, and only good on a very select number of things. Cornberry is good on like a Monte Carlo, but how often are you eating that? I'm eating blue cheese on a burger.
I love how you said once you can do blue cheese.
You're not eating blue cheese.
It's like, hey, you want to grab a movie? You want to go see a movie and then maybe do some blue cheese?
Let's do some blue cheese after that? You want to do blue cheese tonight?
You are conflating blue cheese crumbles and blue cheese dressing. You're not eating blue cheese dressing on a burger.
Yeah, but this is blue cheese sauce, first of all. It's the sauce bracket. And we've already said there's no such thing as dressings in this bracket. They're not allowed. So this is blue cheese sauce, like what you would dip your wings or your French'd fries into from Wingstop.
That's what I'm referring to as blue cheese dressing is like that dip. But you're saying you eat it on a burger, but you don't. You would eat blue cheese crumbles.
I didn't know you lived in my house. And watched me second of every day.
Jordan, what's your argument for cornberry?
What does cornberry mean? Doge's argument is that cranberry is only good on a couple of things. Blue cheese is good on nothing. Blue cheese dressing tastes like what my mouth tastes like right before I throw up.
Yeah, if you're a baby.
Complex flavors.
That's my argument.
You don't like the stinky? You don't like the umami?
No, dude, it tastes disgusting. It's gross. Mm. I love stinky cheese. Yeah. And blue cheese tastes like between the toes.
I thought that when I was like 6, so I get it.
Okay.
Enjoy dumping
blue cheese dressing on your burger is something you do all the time.
Here's my favorite thing about cornberry sauce. I like that it stands out and it lets you know, don't touch. It says deep reds.
Yeah.
It says like no.
Like a poison dart.
There's cornberry sauce here. Blue cheese is hiding, dude.
Blue cheese is one of those big old winged bite
of what you think is ranch, dude. The many times that I've said ranch, please.
Disgusting.
All the ranch that you can have. It's my love language. Whatever you can legally bring. And there's blue cheese in there, and or it's like a mess of sauces because the whole table loves it. And I'm like, oh, I need more ranch. Grab a blue cheese because it's not chunky enough to tell the difference. And it's just a thin blue cheese.
This may be the most different food experience that we've ever had. Because if that happens to me, if I think I'm getting ranch and I get a mouthful of blue cheese, I'm like, wow, this is even better. This is better than the ranch. I'm so glad that this is not the ranch because this is better.
That's Cornberry crazy. Moves on. Cornberry moves on.
I genuinely had no idea that you guys were not on my blue cheese level.
The best part about cranberry sauce is that it gives you a free skipsies on Thanksgiving. You can be like, at least I don't have to take everything.
Well, and here's the thing. No one's going to be offended. Thanksgiving is all about being offensive and trying to avoid being offensive with your family. It depends on the mood that you're in. Nobody is like, you're not touching the cornberry sauce because nobody's trying to make cornberry sauce, bro. It's just in a can.
Nobody
you're not hurting anybody's feelings if you skip the cornberry sauce.
Nobody likes cornberry sauce. Nobody likes it. They had it. It reminds them of their family. Nobody likes it. Right. Nobody's buying cornberry sauce for their regular life. They're buying cornberry sauce because grandma's going to get mad if we don't have cornberry sauce because grandma's grandma, who was alive in the Great Depression, was like, this is the best thing I've ever tasted.
This is all we ate. Wrong. This is how we survived.
She didn't have Sour Patch Kids.
And her teeth are red.
Candy she had. Yeah.
Right.
Next up, cornberry moves on. strong arguments. Those are the strongest arguments yet. And it's just, they're both awful. So I don't think they're going to make it very far. Next we have, and I just called this Fridge Ranch. This is the ranch, Ken Steakhouse, Hidden
it's
Valley.
It's too shiny. There's, that's always
thick.
My...
The thick yeah, ranch.
It's thick
it's
and shiny.
Fridge Ranch. It's in the, it lives in the door of someone's house.
Yeah.
Fridge door. Fridge Ranch against Fish Sauce.
There's a brand of Fridge Ranch that I need to share with you guys that is like thin restaurant style ranch, but it looks like a Ooh. Hidden Valley bottle. It's Ooh. Delicious. They have a jalapeno ranch that we keep around.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea? Fridge Ranch, Fish Sauce.
Give me a second. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Fridge Fish Ranch.
Sauce. Okay. Fridge Ranch for Doge. Fish yeah. Sauce for Jordan. Doge went first last time on his argument. Jordan, let's go to you.
This one's a toss-up for me, honestly. They're both kind of bottom of their like respective lists. There's much better ranches and there's much better like yeah. and more. But I would say that Fish Sauce tends to, when combined with the powers of other sauces, create like a more interesting base layer flavor for like a stir fry or, you know, fried rice or whatever. And so fish. I would probably go with that. Fish.
Yeah.
I'm almost never using it for fish.
I tend to think of fish sauce, like you saying fish sauce here, it would be like if you said olive oil. It's like, I'm never doing just that.
It's tough, right? Like a vinegar.
Fish sauce is an ingredient. It's a road. It's not a destination. And Fridge Ranch is a bit of a destination.
I'm happy to concede to Fridge Ranch, actually.
Fridge Ranch, listen, I am a city snob. I grew up enjoying Fridge Ranch. Now I've seen the ways of the city, and I like my ranch to be thinner and less shiny. But I'll still get down with Fridge Ranch on some baby carrots.
If it's there.
That's a snack. That's a good snack.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember my roots.
We ordered wings. They didn't give us the ranch.
Yeah.
We can be saved by Fridge Ranch.
Yeah.
Right.
Fish sauce was one of those things that felt like a vinegar or something like that.
Yes.
But because sauce was in the name, it felt weird to not have it in the sauce bracket. So
yeah,
fish sauce was there. Guys, that is our section of the classics. So that means next time that we do this, that's next week, we'll have yellow mustard against Dijon, Rico's cheese against buffalo sauce, Sweet Baby Ray's golden mussel barbecue sauce. Carolina against honey mustard Ooh,
okay. That's
and then Cornberry against Fridge Ranch. Yo, these are my guys, Cornberry and Fridge Ranch. You don't mess with them, bro.
That's Jesse Pinkman's friends. Jesse Pinkman, you don't mess with Cornberry and Fridge Ranch.
You do not mess with Cornberry and Fridge Ranch. Fridge Ranch. Let's go over to now hot sauces. This is 16 popular tough. Hot sauces. Of all of the sauce bracket sections that could be the most offensive, it might be this one. Because I know in my fridge are 7 or 8 sauces that do not make it here. Sauce is such a... Hot sauce is a personal thing for people.
Yeah.
And it is so very regional. But I tried to pick the best based off of what I saw in the threads online and from professional food tasters, whatever you could call it, like a food critic. So we're starting with... Tabasco sauce, one of the classics of the hot sauce world.
Yeah.
This is just a red Tabasco, yeah. Not like
just a red like Tabasco. For those
green,
like
that green Tabasco that we used to steal from Chipotle in college.
So for those like Tabasco, which is very heavily known for its classic, like the bottle that comes to mind is just the red, whether you eat
You're
and enjoy other ones more. But what we get here is there's also going to be some sauces that the most popular one is a version, an iteration of the original. So we have Tabasco against El Yucateco Chili Habanero. The El Yucateco hot sauce bottle, if you want to look that up, that is the green sauce of El Yucateco. If y'all have not had it, it's very good. I'm not going to try and sway you either way because I like a good Tabasco sauce too. Mm. But El Yucateco... very popular, probably the most popular of the El Yucateco brand. But El Yucateco,
I guess I haven't seen this.
Give it a go. Give it a go. But we do have Tabasco. I know that's tough if you haven't tried it. But El Yucateco Chili Habanero, very hot.
I think this is maybe an interesting round to just our positional approach when presented with hot sauces. If you haven't had the El Yucateco.
Yep. Three, two, one.
Tabasco. Yeah.
Going to El Yucateco, green habanero.
Okay. Doge, you'll go first. Jordan went first last time.
My positioning as a hot saucer is to reach for more of an upper limit of spicy than a lower limit of spicy. I lived a lot of my life being convinced that I had to eat the spiciest version of something. I had something to prove to myself. When I'm presented with a green hot sauce, El Yucateco is a great example of this, over like a standard Tabasco that it's like somebody's grandpa's eating this too, I'm going to choose the El Yucateco. I'm going to choose the not Tabasco sauce. I think anything that Tabasco was up against, I would have chosen here. Tabasco happens to be my least favorite of the kind of like dad fridge sauces.
Yeah. Okay. Jordan?
Haven't had the other one.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
I have. So that's 2 out of 3. El Yucateco, chili habanero moves on. It's interesting that you bring up the Tabasco as like the dad fridge sauce.
Yeah.
The reason Tabasco could have been classics, but there were just so, if I'm going to do hot sauce, they're all going to come.
Now, I do like Tabasco. I do like Tabasco, but I'm not putting Tabasco on anything Mexican.
No, like eggs. I like Tabasco.
Putting
like
it on eggs.
Tabasco classic. Tabasco, yeah, at a diner is fine. Fine. Now, here's a battle of the great state of Louisiana.
Okay.
We got ourselves a Louisiana hot sauce.
Yep.
Against Crystal hot sauce.
Ready.
Okay. Okay, I need to.
3, 2, 1.
Crystal, dude.
Yeah. Crystal.
Dude,
I was trying to look up the bottle to make sure I was thinking of the right thing.
When you get Crystal and you can put it on catfish,
come on.
So many people, I feel like Louisiana is the go-to, like if you're putting your the breakfast place that has Crystal, like if it's, they're throwing Crystal on the eggs and stuff too, dude.
Yeah,
Crystal.
Dude. Crystal is so Louisiana vinegary, hot sauce is, which is why I like it so much. Dude. Because when you put Crystal that super like vinegar heavy hot sauce on that fried catfish and it's like crunchy and then like tangy and spicy. Yeah, Crystal does it for me. That catfish place here that we went to, like in the fall, I think it was, Doge.
Where?
Had Crystal hot sauce.
Where was that? Is that place in the harbor?
Mm-hmm.
On
On a harbor? The catfish
Crystal,
on the harbor?
Louisiana's champion, according to two jobs.
I love Crystal hot sauce, dude.
We have Melinda's Fire Roasted Jalapeno.
Man, Melinda. Which is their, Melinda which knows is their how to most make a
popular
sauce.
Melinda hot sauce. See, what's tough about Melinda's is the variations. There's so many popular variations that I wasn't just going to say Melinda's. I keep having to look up I had to go with the most popular variation. Melinda's Fire Roasted Jalapeno against another classic, Cholula.
Oh, man.
Hold hot on. Sauce
I
is
need
tough,
to look
friend.
Up the
hot sauce
Cholula's Fire Roasted Jalapeno bottle. I'm ready.
Two, one.
Melinda's. Cholula.
Whoa.
Oh, that's hard.
Jordan, go first.
I love Cholula. But to me, we've already talked about a couple different sauces that do something similar. And I think that the Melinda sauce feels a little more almost like salsa in a squeeze jar, which I appreciate. And I like the flavor of that a little better. But I mean, they're so different to me that I probably wouldn't put them on a lot of the same things. But eggs. Melinda's is a flavor I enjoy. Yeah, eggs is the main crossover here. And I'm reaching for Melinda's over the Cholula for eggs.
Oh, man.
Every time.
That's so hard because Cholula for me, Cholula is my favorite of the little glass bottle. Salsa,
same. I have Cholula in my fridge right now.
Cholula is like number one. I go to a place and I ask them, do you have Cholula? Where is she? Is she safe? Is she all right? I would like to put her on my food.
The main flavor in Cholula is pepper, which I appreciate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love Cholula. It's hard because I also love Melinda's Fire Roasted Jalapeno.
I have Melinda's. It's like a Thai sweet chili sauce,
yes,
I think.
Yes, that is so good.
It's really good.
Melinda's has a super hot one. In like a black label bottle. It's like
I've got that in my fridge right now.
Oh,
it's
man,
nuts.
It's great.
That's
it's
one of crazy. Those that I just do a tiny like boink, like a, just a little.
It's just crazy.
To put it in some tortilla soup or something.
Yep.
I have such a relationship, especially in the borough of Oak Cliff, with taco stands. And I don't think Melinda's exists there, but Cholula sure does.
I'm very comfortable with Cholula taking the crown. I love both.
I'm gonna go with Cholula. Oh, that's a really tough one. But we'll have Cholula move on there. I did not think I'd have this many,
yeah, it's hard.
This much say this early. Next, we have, man, I've got opinions. Next, we have Valentina.
Mm. Yeah.
Against, and it was so popular, I had to put it up here. You can already maybe tell how I feel about it, but Truff.
No, I'm ready.
Yeah, I am too.
3, 2, 1.
Valentina, bro.
Dude, thank you so much. I knew this would happen.
Yeah, get out of here, Truff.
We are such Valentina a Valentina. We're such a Valentina podcast, bro.
Like, I think I take back what I said about Cholula being my favorite of the glass bottle hot sauces. The little glass bottles for sure, but Valentina does what all of these that we've talked about in the glass bottles do and better. Valentina has a black label too.
Valentina has an extra spicy black label that is good.
Regular Valentina has more heat than any of these other ones, except for maybe Crystal, but
yeah.
Truff, I have one thing to say to Truff. Get out of here. This is not your world. Your artisanal, pretentious bottle. There's room to be niche.
There's room to be niche, but let's not play with the big
Truff
dogs.
Feels like
let's
the
go
fake,
do your own thing.
Let's not charge. Like let's not spend all that money on Truff. That's crazy.
Truff feels like the fake Instagram ad that actually goofed around and made it a legitimate product.
Truff, have you had it before?
Yes. Yeah.
It's okay.
It's fine. It's the sauce version of the $18 hamburger.
Yeah.
Served with the mason jar water cup.
Valentina,
you know what I mean?
Till I die. Also, dude, you can get like a liter of Valentina for $1.50.
Come on.
Yeah, dude.
And we don't need Truff.
Like 12 ounces of Truff is like $15. It's
we don't need you, Truff.
I think the last time I didn't have Valentina was just because I forgot to order it in between running out of Valentina and panicked and had to go buy Valentina.
Dude, Valentina knows how much Valentina sauce you're going to use. The spout on a Valentina is like maple syrup spouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, it's glug, 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 like, you know that I'm about to just drown this in Valentina.
Glug it out.
Glug it out.
I will make this like white chicken chili. Mm. And without fail, every time I ladle a bowl, then it's just upside down Valentina the white chicken chili.
Now it's just an orange broth. Now it just looks like a completely different color. Next up, we have Sriracha, which would have been international, but it's hot sauce, so I put it over here. Sriracha, technically from Thailand. And Nando's Peri Peri. Have you had this?
I haven't.
I don't think that I have.
I have an idea who wins here, and that's fine. But this is a little shameless plug. And it also showed up as some of the most popular hot sauces in the world.
Yeah.
Nando's Peri Peri sauce.
Okay.
Worth a go if you ever get the chance.
Okay.
Where would one buy this in?
It's also got chicken on it.
I mean, I think it would just be at, if it's not at like your Tom Thumb, it's for sure at like a Central Market or someone who's got.
So you don't
have
to go to like a specialty foods place to grab
It's just places that lean international. Yeah. Like if they have a pretty generous hot sauce, which, you know, your regular degulars like Kroger and Tom Thumb and stuff will do that.
They probably have it at this Kroger.
It might be at a Whole Foods.
Not the one by us.
I'll tell you where it's not, Doge. It's not at Aldi.
It's not at Aldi.
Dude, the Kroger by us has a phenomenal sauce section.
The Kroger on the north side of town.
See if Nando's is there. And let me know what you think. Think if Nando's is there. Let me know what you think. Sriracha or Nando's Peri Peri? 3, 2, 1.
Sriracha.
I think that's even fine. I would do this. I've had them both and I would do Sriracha as well.
Yeah.
Sriracha is just.
Love a Sriracha.
This is kind of. Sriracha is the ketchup of hot sauces. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'd put Sriracha on anything.
Sriracha and avocado were born to go together.
Come
in
on
my
now.
Opinion.
I'll take it. Avocado is quite the sauce vessel. I can tell you
that. It really is.
It's the next eggs up, of and the then. Ground.
Three more matchups and then we'll get to the shout announcements.
Hey, it's pretty another true our, when you think about it.
No, it's
that's
really
not a
is.
Crazy. It's not a crazy really thing is. To say. It's just a thought no one's had before.
No one you thought know, you said. You no know one thought I, it was crazy. I am not shy to tell you that something doesn't make sense. And that one, it
avocados.
It works.
Listen, avocados is the eggs of the ground.
Yeah.
Obviously. It has a yolk.
It's perfect.
It has a white.
Yeah.
Same shape.
You're starting to lose
Same
me on the
shape.
Yolk part, but
it has a yolk.
You know, there you go.
A hardwood
it's
ball
got a pit.
In the middle of it.
It's right. got a hardwood
yeah,
ball, just like
ball
eggs
in the middle,
just like eggs.
Another entrant into our entrant
deviled
entrant?
Avocado.
Yes, into our mini glass bottle, like the classic little glass bottle. Tapatio.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Against Last Dab. I just wanted to have some hot ones. There's a couple hot ones entrances on here. It's a cultural sauce phenomenon interview. We're going to have a couple hot one sauces here. But last dab against Tapatio.
Okay. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Tapatio.
Tapatio.
That's
here's the thing about last dab. You could put a teaspoon of hot volcanic ash on my tongue and I would think it was last dab. It doesn't have a taste to me. It is just hot.
Yeah, it's tough. Speaking of hot, I mean, it's all hot sauces, but this is in the name. Frank's Red Hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Against Yellowbird Serrano.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Come on. Yeah.
The champion of the hot sauce section. 3, 2, 1.
Yellowbird.
Dude.
Yellowbird is a very popular hot sauce.
The cucumbery sweetness with that spice in that Yellowbird Serrano sauce is like, it is. I think I probably eat more of that than any other sauce in my fridge. I probably go through a bottle every 2 weeks.
If you just know that hot sauce is your life. Like if you're just, I'm going to have hot sauce for 90% of my meals.
Right. Yeah.
Your tummy still needs a break. The older you get, you need to have things that wedge the gap of just really, really spicy and really, really spicy. Getting a Yellowbird Serrano in there to still give you the hot sauce, you know,
it's a little scratch hot, but that it's mostly itch. Flavor.
It's like a recovery
mostly
day.
Mostly flavor.
For your
it's
tummy.
A recovery day, dude. Next up, we have Secret Aardvark, which I think I got y'all on that.
You did. You did, yeah.
Against,
I need to buy another one.
Me too.
Then this is our last hot sauce entrant here. Entrant. Los Calientes of the Los Calientes brand is with hot ones as well. It's usually the middle sauce. If you haven't had that, any Los Calientes they've made, give it a shot. They currently have a barbacoa that's okay. But the other ones they've had was really good. But Secret Aardvark against Los Calientes. 3, 2, 1.
Secret Aardvark.
Aardvark moves on, dude.
Secret Aardvark is a fairly spicy hot, like it's got some real kick, but the flavor of it.
I think of all of these, there's something about Secret Aardvark that's like, you know what? Let's do one less smush here when we're making these. Let's not mix this one. It's just chunky. It's fresh.
Yep.
It feels like when you have, there's a difference between, I think there was a time that there was fresh jalapeno in something that I had, and I was having a hard time with it. And Chelsea was like, "Oh, I thought you like jalapenos. You look usually flying through jalapeno stuff." I was like, "But there's something about freshness before they just get that all that hot out. It's really hot. Secret Aardvark can get there. So when we get to the next section of our bracket, when we get to that 32, trying to get to the Sweet 16, we'll have El Yucateco Chili Habanero against Crystal Hot Sauce, Cholula against Valentina. Oh my goodness. Sriracha against Tapatio. Yellowbird Serrano against Secret Aardvark. That's a strong 8 over on the hot sauce side, my friend.
Wow, that is tough.
That is a strong 8.
I'm going to have
to
try. Maybe we should all commit to doing our best to try the ones we haven't tried that made it to the next round.
I have to go to the grocery store after we record this. Carter, can you send in our group text those list of sauces? I want to make sure that I've got them on hand. Mm-hmm. I'm taking this really seriously. I figured I'd like, what if I tried for this podcast?
Of the hot sauces?
All sauces. Like I want to try anything on here that I am not familiar with.
Yeah.
Excellent. Which I think will mostly just be hot that sauces.
Yeah, I can just share the bracket with y'all. So y'all can look. I've highlighted in green the ones that made it to the next round.
Great.
Let's go to shout announcements. Welcome to Shout Announcements. It is the part of the show where we give shout outs. It's also the part of the show where we make announcements.
How much of that is voice and how much of it is just air forced through
voice,
the back of your throat?
You just define
voice.
Hey,
baby, what's the difference?
Voice comes from here, where I'm pointing, below Adam's apple. And air would be like a wheeze, where it's like it's not vocalized.
You know,
it's so embarrassing.
I think of Harpo in this scenario, dude. Harpo Marx of the Marx Brothers. He could whistle real good, you know? It's because he's got air, but he's got no voice. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I distinguish between.
And if you would like a voice in the Two Chunks universe, make sure you join our Discord through Patreon. It's the place where your voice too can be heard, whether it is tinny and airy or full-chested and powerful. It does
like
not matter in the Discord. Everyone's voice
like
is equal.
Mine.
We talk about
like my voice and my books, voice.
Movies, minion memes, specifically just to hurt us, I think.
Minion
lots
memes.
Lots of opportunities there.
Also, hey, man, Welcome to the community, Landon Fisher. Speaking
Thank
of the Discord,
you.
The community.
Fisher. Thank the you, Fisher. The Fisher.
Fisher, welcome. He's here.
Wow.
Well, we had a great time with Two Chunks Movie Club. Thank y'all to those who came out to see Mickey 17. Great movie, Mickey 17. I think it's a buy it on my scientific cinema scale.
I think I'd probably say the same.
Next month, we will be seeing Sinners together. That is the new, can't think of anybody's name in the world.
Ryan Coogler
film. Michael B. Jordan. Our boy, Ludwig.
Mm. Goranson, yeah.
Goranson is going to be with that soundtrack. Composer.
Ludwig Goranson.
Haley Steinfeld. Yeah. Ludwig Goranson, dude.
Ludwig Goranson. We'll
be seeing that. So if you jump over in the Discord, you'll find out where and when.
Wow.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're back, dude. We're back. I brought us back. That's fine.
Wow.
You know, it's spring delirium. I got a little bit more power here. And it's sauces. You know, I just had to let the sauce guide
He's
me.
Got that
and
sauce.
It said, it said we're
sauce.
Back. Guys,
he's goated with
it's,
the sauce.
It's time to do a little trip around the world. We've touched on some other, North American sauces. We've had several from Mexico already, but we had a lot of stuff in the hot sauce side. Mm-hmm. We've had some of our French, you know, we had the mayo and the Dijon. But there are some countries that are kind of known for their sauce. I don't think
Take
it's like,
to a different hemisphere,
you know, like the French mayonnaise.
Is mayo not French?
There's no way mayonnaise is French.
It's a French word, but it's an American sauce.
Unless I got a bad source.
Mayonnaise's origin is often linked to a French chef's improvisation during the Seven Years' War siege of Port Mahon on the island of Menorca in 1756, resulting in a sauce named mayonnaise.
It's literally just egg and oil.
You ever made your own mayonnaise?
All the time. We only ever make our mayonnaise. I'm not kidding. All the time, baby. We make our own mayo in this house. Emulsion blender?
Yeah, I mean, no, it's easy. It's good to make. I've just never, I don't ever need mayonnaise bad enough to make it or buy it.
Dude, we're doing so much. Like, we'll make a burger sauce out of that. We'll make a lemon garlic aioli out of that to put on our
I need to get back on my mayo making.
Yeah. All the time, baby. Always making that mayo. First up, we have salsa.
Yeah.
Salsa.
Heard of it.
Against tzatziki.
Ooh. I mean, I know what the answer is, but I'm not happy about it.
You hate to see this particular matchup because one of these is always going to win for me.
Yeah.
International, I think, is the strongest top to bottom side of the bracket that we've got. Salsa against
American
tzatziki.
American sauce is ketchup. Barbecue sauce.
We got some barbecue sauce.
We got barbecue sauce. We made it out of molasses.
Two. One.
Salsa.
Salsa, yeah. Salsa. It's salsa. I love
Y'all big tzatziki boys?
I love tzatziki.
What you putting tzatziki on? Right? Your Mediterranean stuff?
Dude, I make Greek bowls like every other week.
I'm a Greek bowl boy all the time.
Bro, you make Greek bowls like I make mayo, bro.
Yeah.
All the time.
In my emulsion.
Every now and then I will bro like CT from the challenge. Say bro. Mm.
Bro.
Bro. Good job, bro.
Bro.
Bro. CT Pro 2.
Salsa.
Yeah, like, salsa.
Salsa makes it. I mean, come on. Next we have spicy peanut sauce.
Ooh.
Against marinara. Marinara.
Oh, easy. Easy.
Marinara against spicy peanut sauce. 3, 2, 1.
Spicy peanut sauce. I'm going marinara. I'm going marinara.
Oh,
interesting. It's tough because it is literally, it's pretty foundational for a lot of foods. Jordan, I'm gonna let you go first.
Here. I'm happy to go first. That was very tough for me.
I could tell. I've never seen your face.
Take that long to make a pick.
You thought before talking, which is weird for this podcast.
Not something I do. Marinara is
worse.
So foundational to so many different dishes. It is pizza. It is spaghetti. It is lasagna. It's part of so many things, but then also it's dippable. You're dipping your garlic bread. You're dipping your breadsticks. You're dipping your mozzarella sticks into the marinara. It pains me to say it, but it's marinara.
That's so hard.
Talk about some spicy peanut sauce, dude.
Marinara is for putting on your baby's pacifier when they're a little baby. Spicy peanut sauce is, to me, spicy peanut sauce does what marinara does in terms of like, hang on, stay with me. Don't turn the podcast off. There's more to the sentence.
You're asking people who do the podcast with you to not turn the podcast off.
It does what it does in terms of, it is sweet. It is a little savory. It's also got
what
a bit of spice to it.
What marinara are you eating?
Marinara is often far too sweet for me. If I'm making spaghetti,
that's just bad marinara then.
I prefer it to
that's
be
like
a
the
little
marinara
more,
in the Lunchable.
A little more herb forward. At pizza, I prefer it to be a little bit higher salinity, a little more salt forward.
Yeah, if you're assuming that we're talking about the worst version of any sauce, then how would it not lose?
I just don't like marinara as much as I like spicy peanut.
You guys are trying to justify it, but I just like the spicy peanut sauce more. That's fine.
Doge, I too like spicy peanut sauce more because there is something about it that feels exotic.
Yeah,
but I don't get it very often, and when I do, I'm like, "Why is this not on everything?"
Sure,
but yes, you know the case.
There's a but coming.
If I'm fluffing you up, it means you lost.
Well,
because marinara sauce.
If it goes to a tiebreaker, it means that I'm losing.
That's not true. You haven't lost all the ties so far.
That's every spring delirium, baby. Run the tapes back. Check the wiki.
Somebody call 911 to help Doge off the cross he hath built for himself today.
Dude, marinara. When you look at
okay,
resume,
actually, you know what? When you say it like that,
if
I like
you say
it better.
It like that, it's better.
I like it better.
When you look at the resume, dude, I've always said it like that. Have you not noticed?
Marinara.
That's very true. We'll be at like the food
marinara.
Court, and Carter's like, "Can I go get you guys want like some breadsticks from Sbarro? They have a really great marinara, just like Mama Willis used to make.
Why did you marinara?
I'm eating pad thai over spaghetti, but marinara is just
really
so
that doesn't
ubiquitous.
Go together in one bowl. Gross.
Yeah, on top it's
marinara,
it
marinara.
Oh, spaghetti.
Marinara moves on. Next we have Alfredo against sweet and sour.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
S&S.
Alfredo.
Jordan,
Hang on. No, we're not going to argue. Carter, choose.
Wait, why?
It's definitely sweet and sour. He just made an argument that it doesn't matter. And I knew it, dude. It feels so bad. He's like, no, every time. I'm like, no, dude. I love you too, man.
I have better
taste. It's lonely
taste.
Out here. It's lonely out here standing on business, but Alfredo is better.
I have better taste. It's better? Do you really think that?
It's not.
I do. I don't care. I don't enjoy. Sweet and sour is like bottom of the sauces of that particular style of cuisine for me. I don't tend to enjoy it. I don't want sweet.
It's tough. Ever? You don't want sweet ever in any form.
That's... You know what? Yeah, absolute. No, of course
but
I want sweet.
What do you mean? Stop being nice to me.
Of course I want sweet sometimes. In that context of there's a genre of sauces that are let me put this sauce on top of a chicken nugget on either rice or noodles. Essentially, right? We can agree. Orange 100%. Chicken, Kung Pao chicken, General Tso's.
It's
any
all
of
just chicken nugget with sauce on
all
rice.
All chicken nugget with sauce on rice. Sweet and sour, bottom of the list for me.
Interesting.
I would prefer orange, General Tso, Kung Pao, anything. Teriyaki.
I also would.
Over sweet and sour.
Teriyaki on a fried object is tough for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, you get me.
Next up.
Does that make sense to you?
You get me?
We have chimichurri.
Yep.
Against bechamel.
Just like as a concept?
Just like a regular
bechamel sauce as a concept?
Like a regular ass bechamel?
Regular bechamel.
Has it become something else
yet? It's just like flour and water.
Nope. It's just bechamel. Just bechamel. Bechamel is the fish sauce, you know, of...
Bechamel is a little bit like, hey kids, we're going to make Play-Doh in Sunday school today. I'll teach you how to make your own Play-Doh. Step one,
chimichurri
bechamel.
Chimichurri moves on.
It's like, what's your favorite kind of pizza? Pepperoni or dough?
Bechamel moves on.
Bechamel sounds like the demon that guards the sauces.
Yes, it does.
You have entered the lair of bechamel.
Oh. Next we have, this one might be pretty hard.
Just bechamel.
Just bechamel. Just move on. Just bechamel. Move on.
You making a croque monsieur?
Sure.
Monsieur.
Monsieur?
I can't do that unless I have bechamel. That's why it's here.
Hey.
Look at that.
Because you have to get bechamel to unlock the gate for the good sauces.
You got to.
Why don't you make a senior croque with that chimichurri?
Chimichurri is so good. Soy sauce? This is serious. Soy sauce.
Yeah, this is
against
serious.
Ponzu. Ponzu sauce.
I don't know that I'm remembering.
It's just like a
in
citrusy.
My sauce memory what ponzu is.
Pretty close to soy.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Soy.
Yeah, soy sauce moves on.
I've had the ponzu.
It's good.
Soy sauce is often the bonus sauce for me. In the genre of food that's chicken nugget noodle plus sauce, it's always plus sauce plus soy sauce. Yeah.
I don't put soy sauce on almost anything. The only thing I do with soy sauce myself is like sometimes I will cook with it for, I'll exfoliate or do like a soy sauce enema or something. But
yeah.
I'll cook with it to make fried rice, but once the meal is on my plate, so like sushi, I can't tell you the last time I dipped like a sushi roll in soy sauce. I feel
I wouldn't
the sushi
do that.
For me.
I wouldn't do that. What's funny, soy sauce is also what salsa would say if it was introducing itself.
Dude.
Yo soy sauce.
Now it makes sense. You've done jokes every week. And it was just...
That's the first good one.
It's like, oh, he's funny.
You're sharpening that skill, dude.
First good one. This was my time. I was like, I've been workshopping this. I'm going to go out. I'm going to try it on the street.
Next we have gochujang.
Yeah.
Against mole.
Oh. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Mole.
Mole.
Dude, mole is sexy. I can't think of hardly any other sauce that is sexy, but mole is
so
sexy,
dude. It takes its time, bro. It's very thoughtful.
It is so
mole is amazing.
Rich.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. Mole. There's a Korean beef that we make pretty frequently, and I don't know how I'll be able to tell it about this episode of our podcast.
Hey, so.
Dude, introduce it to mole and it will understand.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
Look, beef, you get it.
Next, we have teriyaki.
Like a jawline. Oh, my goodness.
The jawline that I get it. Teriyaki against harissa or harissa.
Ooh.
Another one I don't know that I'm familiar with.
Jordan.
Spicy Mediterranean.
Jump on that harissa train. Bro, I grew up on harissa, bro. Harissa Franklin, one of the best.
All the girls in my class had her folders, harissa Frank.
What's in you?
Oi. Aretha Franklin, dude.
Roasted red peppers, garlic, carrot.
She had so many hits.
I mean, it sounds delicious.
It's so good, Jordan. You should have some.
It sounds really good. You should have some.
Teriyaki against harissa.
It sort of looks like hummus's vodka sauce. Like it's like,
yeah,
it is to hummus as vodka sauce is to marinara. Marinara.
Marinara. It's hummus's Wario.
Teriyaki, you're killing it right now. Teriyaki against harissa. 3, 2, 1.
Harissa. Teriyaki, I guess. I don't know. I just haven't had it. I can't vote for one I haven't
had.
Okay. Get yourself on down to Kava.
I'm telling you right now that I would eat the harissa. I just don't feel right voting for it, having not had it. It sounds infinitely better than teriyaki.
I feel you.
Yes. Yeah.
Doge, you're gonna get this one. I don't need to hear it. It's harissa.
Thanks.
Jordan, do you have anything to say? We're losing, or do you just kind of move on because that's how it goes?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Just kind of moves on. That's cool. Next, we have pesto.
Yep.
Against hollandaise.
I'm ready.
Yeah, easy.
3, 2, 1.
Pesto.
Hollandaise is good on one thing. Pesto is good on lots of things.
Yep.
Pesto may be good on anything.
Yeah. Dude,
pesto pizza.
Sometimes we'll make these
of pesto on a
paninis.
Oh.
Mm. We'll make these paninis where it's like it'll be bread, pesto, the like mozzarella, like the globs of the mozzarella, fresh sliced tomato, shredded chicken, and then a little olive oil, salt, and pepper, and just squeesh
those down.
And that something about the like herbaceousness of pesto just really gets my engine.
We'll do a pesto salmon. Make it in house.
Interesting.
Put a layer on top of salmon as you bake it.
Yeah.
Very good. With some panko crumble on top with butter.
Yes,
sir. Doge and I just had a pesto pizza the other night that was chicken, tomato, pesto, roasted red peppers.
Olives.
Oh, yeah. And so olives. Good. Which I'm not a huge fan of.
Salty ocean olives.
Our next round means that in the international side of the bracket, we'll have salsa against marinara. Sweet and sour against chimichurri, which was a underdog story. It beat bechamel. Soy sauce against mole, and harissa against pesto.
It's very our final. That I know my answer.
Yeah,
all of them already.
I'm ready. Yeah,
our final section of the bracket. This one's a lot of fun, and probably the kind of sauces that we might talk about the most here outside of hot sauce on this podcast. This is our known for section. If it is a restaurant, mostly fast food signature sauces that they're known for. We start with Cane's sauce of Cane's fame.
Yeah.
Against In-N-Out burger spread is what they call it. That's the animal style stuff.
I'm
essentially Thousand Island.
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
In-N-Out burger spread.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Oh, it is.
Cane sauce is wonderful. I love cane sauce. Cane sauce is the least flavor blasted version of that sauce. A lot of restaurants have that sauce. Brahms has that sauce. That is like ketchup, mayonnaise, Worcestershire sauce. Paprika. Smoked paprika, salt, pepper.
Yeah.
That's the sauce that it is. Cane's version of that is like we took the least flavorful version of each of these ingredients. We like fully destroyed the flavor profiles of these things as we're blending this in bulk. And it is like less than other versions of that sauce. Lane's, and listen, I'm not a Texas A&M agriculture and mechanical Aggie, but Lane's, the place in College Station that folks say, hey, this beat Cane's, has a better version of Cane's sauce than Cane's does.
Wow.
Okay. I agree with everything Doge just said. I completely agree with everything Doge just said. And In-N-Out sauce is just Thousand Island with onions in it. So I'm still going with cane sauce.
In-N-Out's good.
Yeah.
I'll go with cane sauce here. This is not necessarily just a vote from Carter. This is from the people. I think you're giving them a hot take that they need to hear
cane
on this platform.
Cane sauce is the most overrated sauce.
They need to know.
Maybe in the world.
They need to know. Yes.
But it is still better than In-N-Out spread.
Kevin Dwelly is a roommate that I had that he got a big old vat and he's like, I'm going to make it. And what happened is he didn't make cane sauce. He made something better.
Yeah. He reverse engineered.
And then that kind of made things hard. But there's a Cane's close by, and I'll get that extra Cane's sauce.
Listen, I'm getting extra Cane's sauce every time I go, but that's because the food is so flavorless that it needs the compensation.
You bring up a good
point. A different conversation, too, about like people, including myself, if I ever go to Cane's, we're going for the sauce. The food is just different textured vessels to put the sauce in your mouth.
The food is completely flavorless. Cane's is a waste unless you get the Cane's sauce.
Their toast is very good.
Toast is good. I've had better.
Next, we have McDonald's hot mustard.
Yeah.
Against Wingstop Ranch.
Oh, the thin ranch.
Got it. I want everybody listening to know I'm voting for me, I'm not voting for you.
3, 2, 1.
Hot mustard.
Hot mustard.
Wow. Nothing I can do about that one.
Yeah.
Y'all got it. Wax poetically for the McDonald's hot mustard for me.
Well, I'm sort of about mustard the way that you're about ranch, Carter, I think, where it's like ranch just speaks to you and different iterations of ranch just speak to you stronger than other sauces. Mustard as like a base for something is one of my favorite flavor profiles.
I'm the same way. I have like six mustards in my fridge right now.
Same.
Each alike in dignity.
I love the vinegariness, the tanginess. I love the flavor of, I like the smell of mustard. And McDonald's hot mustard is sort of like this weird hybrid between like a fairly rich honey mustard and like a extra vinegary spice. It's almost got that same sort of type of vinegary spice that Crystal hot sauce has.
Yes.
Where it's like, it's like mustard with like a tangy spice on it. And it's just, it's deeply enjoyable. If you're not on that hot mustard grind.
Where are we at on McDonald's? Because I know McDonald's for a while was sort of the fast food pariah where it's like, don't eat McDonald's.
Oh, because they're like supersize me and
their
stuff.
Their nuggets come out of a tube. How do you guys feel about them? I'm pro McDonald's.
I dig it.
Yeah. I'm pro McDonald's. Okay.
Their McCrispy is like legit.
Yeah. It's all dude,
it's good.
It's all
the spicy sauce they have on that is great.
A medium fry and a bunch of hot mustard.
Breakfast is still the
in.
King of the fast food breakfast.
Yeah.
That's Chick-fil-A is great, but
what do you think has taken McDonald's place at the bottom of the ladder?
Oh, I mean,
of the pariah?
Yeah. They're like, I can't let people that I know about the fact
that I
eat here.
I don't know if that exists for me. I'm unashamed of any like fast food place.
If I ate at like Long John Silver's, I'd be ashamed.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point.
That's
fair. I wouldn't tell y'all if I did that.
How do you feel about Wendy's?
I don't consider Arby's that way. I love Wendy's.
Wendy's below McDonald's for me, but
yeah,
it's fine. It's
not like I need to hide it.
It's bottom 30% of fast food for me, but I'm not going to kick it out of bed for eating crackers. You know what I mean?
No, sure.
No.
Sure.
And we don't even, because Jack in the Box is amazing. We don't even bring that up. Everybody loves Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box, I feel like when people think Jack in the Box, they think I'm going to get a meal. I'm going to get a smattering of tasty little treats when I go to Jack in the Box.
That's
I'm going to get,
yeah.
I'm going to get perhaps a taco, maybe a jalapeno popper, some curlies.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box, so there are those, like McDonald's is kind of that way. Jack in the Box is that way. I think Sonic is that way, where it's like, what I need you to do is not make a meal for me. I want you to put a charcuterie board in a bag of all
it.
Your little treats, and that's what I'm going to eat.
Yeah. Fun thing about Jack in the Box is they wear that on their sleeves, and they already have a meal that really has all that anyways.
They know. It's amazing. They know. Taco Bell used to.
Next up.
Churros?
Too expensive now.
Sorry, Taco Bell. Next up, we have Whataburger Spicy Ketchup.
Yeah.
And this was one that I don't have. I think I've had it once. But that's just because I'm not close enough to one. But a very popular one in the States on this list all the time was Culver's Wisconsin Cheddar Cheese Sauce.
Okay.
Cheese sauce from Culver's against Whataburger's Spicy Ketchup. Essentially, this is Texas against everybody.
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Spicy ketchup, dude.
Spicy ketchup is actually good.
Here's the thing.
Ketchup, better than Whataburger's food. I think Whataburger's food is not 100%. Good.
Now, it used to be
great. I can't really eat it anymore, by the
way. Yeah, makes me sick.
We did that on a drive, like just the drive to Houston that we always do to see Chelsea's family. Whataburger, because it was a normal thing for us. Boom. Honey butter chicken biscuit. Nope. Sick. Can't do it. Body can't take it instantly.
I
haven't had Whataburger in years, dude.
So they sold out.
Like, in my fridge right now.
A bunch of locations sold out and are now managed by a corporate like business that came in
I heard about that.
Added efficiency to the recipes and changed a lot of ingredients and up the prices and everything. So the ones that are still locally managed are great. The ones that are corporate managed are like,
is that what killed so many of the 24-hour ones too? Probably.
Yeah, I think it is. Yep.
COVID probably.
That and the old Rhone.
The thing is like with Whataburger spicy ketchup, and honestly, it's really just any spicy ketchup for me. It doesn't have to be Whataburger. Anytime somebody advertises like a jalapeno ketchup or whatever, I'm in.
Oh, finally, the sauce is good for adults.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's just like, oh, you took ketchup. Boring, basic, lame, almost never want it. I would probably go dry French fry over regular ketchup on French fry. But the moment you introduce spicy ketchup.
Yes.
And I think I'm realizing that vinegar is an important aspect of sauces to me. Because anytime it's got that tang and that stink of vinegar on it and then a little spice. Spicy ketchup's actually, it takes ketchup from bad to actually very good.
Yes.
My compass is always pointing to spicy ketchup if ketchup is an option. If I have ketchups for my fries, but there's also Cholula on the table, I'm mixing Cholula and ketchup.
I'm making it.
I'm making my own spicy ketchup. Idea. Sriracha in ketchup.
Yeah.
Bro, any basic red sauce in your ketchup is gonna zhuzh it up a little
bit. Okay, so this podcast, we've shared a lot of deeply personal truths about ourselves. Sauces for me, and I think flavors in general, I want to be challenged by. Like I want to, like you said, the vinegar, Jordan. I like the vinegar. I like the spicy. I like the stinky. And I don't know what it says about me that it's like when I eat something, it's like if it is too like just like sweet or plain, it's like I would actually prefer to be a little bit challenged by this. I would actually.
I love that about you.
Prefer a meal that I take a bite of and I'm like, do I like? Yes. Okay. Yeah. I do like this. This is really good.
I mostly agree with you, but having sweet fall under the category of boring, I don't think necessarily is always the case for me like it seems to be for you. But the sweetness of ketchup, of regular ketchup, is what I don't like about it.
If the sweet is cut with like a spicy or a salty or a savory, then I'm in on it. But like that's the reason we were talking about barbecue sauce, that I don't care for the so brown, it's almost purple molasses barbecue sauce. It's like that is just jelly that you're putting on this food.
Yeah. I think I'm realizing that mole is like the cultivation spread of sauce. It's just all of it. Mole is just all spices.
Yeah.
And it makes the sauce that encompasses all sauces to me, but it ends up a little bit chocolate. But that's a bit of a challenge too. When you said challenging sauces, mole is like, I'm going to put chocolate on your enchiladas. And you're like, huh? It is.
Really? Are you sure?
Oh,
yeah, I am.
I see.
Yep.
Because it's spicy chocolate. Next, we have McDonald's sweet and sour against Chili's honey mustard.
I'm ready.
Ooh.
3, 2, 1.
Chili's.
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard is one of the kings, and Chili's owns the crown. Chili's has maybe my favorite honey mustard.
Next, we have Chick-fil-A's honey mustard,
and there's my true favorite.
Yep,
against Taco Bell cheese sauce.
The cheese sauce from Taco Bell.
We did.
There's other Taco Bell stuff. Taco Bell stuff.
Yep.
We'll get there.
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Chick-fil-A honey mustard. Honey mustard.
That is officially, hey, Two Chunks and a Hunk, brought to you by mustard. That is the eighth mustard.
Dude, I could have bet
that.
Made
it to the top 32. Mustard has never lost in this bracket. That is the eighth mustard. So if you just want to wait 2 weeks and it's just eight mustards in the Elite Eight, they'll be there waiting for you. What's going to be? It's the mustard bracket. Next, we have Chick-fil-A's sweet and spicy sriracha. Against Taco Bell fire sauce.
Oh, dude.
That's a tough one, my friends. That's a tough one.
Yeah, me too.
3, 2, 1.
Taco Bell fire sauce.
Jordan, tell me why spicy sriracha from
Chick-fil-A. I feel like there's a lot of fast food places doing a lot with sriracha. And I really appreciate that Chick-fil-A not only has, but has kind of just got it in one and perfected it. It is.
And fast food places are doing a lot with fire. I think that's really where they start.
There's a lot of fire, not a lot of sriracha. No, I just think that it is a unique sauce for a fast food place. And it's sort of a daring sauce for Chick-fil-A, and it really works. Mm-hmm. It's that sweet and spicy that I crave, that sweet and spicy that I love. That being said, there's a bottle of fire sauce in my fridge right now. So
same.
There you go.
You know, we each have our own.
The courage of fast food tacos in general is just like, man, that's not a food. There's not as many fast food tacos as there are fast food burgers.
That's true.
And that feels true, but it might not be.
That's because there's Taco Stand, bro. Who's trying to go against Taco Stand?
How many taco stands have their own signature sauce?
Probably a lot.
How many taco restaurants? How many taco restaurants have their own signature sauce that they bottle and sell at the grocery store?
Okay, well, now you're getting it's more specific. I love
Taco Bell sauce, dude.
Fire sauce is what moves on, and we'll have two matchups after this. Fire sauce is what moves on for me. I think if Cholula is our representative for that little glass bottle, fire sauce is the representative for me that even if you put two fistfuls of that in my to-go bag, I will use all of them. They go in my drawer.
I keep
Taco Bell fire sauce is my drawer packet till I die.
Emergency. Keep it in your glove box just in case.
Just, and it's going to do enough, even if there's one or two. It's really going to do enough. It's about excess, but if I just have one, I can make that work.
Yep.
Next, we have Chewy's Jalapeno Ranch.
I'm ready.
Come on.
Against Arby's Horsey Sauce.
Thanks for doing this, man. That's really cool. Just give it a buy. That's really
That's
sick.
Sweet. Arby's Horsey Sauce is the kid who's like, he didn't make his sixth grade team, but now he's here and he's playing in the big leagues.
Two, one.
Jalapeno Ranch.
No, it was a cute story. It was a Cinderella story. I love the ESPN 30-minute special that they did for Arby's Horsey Sauce. I can't believe you went through all of that. And
Ryan Seacrest high-fived it. It was great.
Ryan Seacrest high-fived it, even though he was blind. Pete Carroll said, come back and see us. He's blind. He's about to not be able to see you. He's about to lose his other eye. Chill. Arby's Horsey Sauce is out. Chewy's Jalapeno Ranch. There's a saying that's like injected into my veins.
Mm-hmm.
I do think my body runs on Jalapeno Ranch from Chewy's.
Yeah.
I think it's in my veins.
Yeah, that
right
seems
now.
True medically.
Our final matchup here.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce against Domino's garlic and herb sauce.
In the little cup.
The cup of sauce.
In the little cup. And it's kind of clear and kind of not. And it's kind of viscous and kind of
not. Two, one.
Domino's garlic and herb.
I think I'm going Chick-fil-A.
Do tell, my friend.
I think Chick-fil-A is second place in the most overrated fast food sauce game.
Behind Cane's
sauce. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Wow. I think the Chick-fil-A sauce is... That said, is a good sauce. They really did something messing around with that sort of like honey mustard mayonnaise hybrid. Honey mustard mayonnaise barbecue maybe hybrid that they've created with this Chick-fil-A sauce.
I think there's some barbecue influence there.
It genuinely is a pretty good sauce, specifically that goes with their nuggets. And I may just not be as familiar with this Domino's garlic butter herb, whatever
it's because you're a PJ boy.
Yeah, I'm Papa John's till I die from the chains. Yeah. And so
that is my John's. Papa John's is no, I can't be swayed to be a PJ boy. I'm a Domino's guy. I love Domino's.
I love all pizza places, basically.
Papa John's is
Domino's
so much better.
Garlic and herb moves on. So our fast food matchups will be Cane's against McDonald's hot mustard, Whataburger's spicy ketchup against Chili's honey mustard, Jalapeno Ranch against Chick-fil-A's honey mustard, Taco Bell fire sauce against Domino's garlic and herb sauce. The champion, once we get all the way through those known fours, the restaurant signature sauces, that will go against the champion of our regular degulars. Not degulars. These are our classic sauces. Those that feature Sweet Baby Ray. Golden Muscle Barbecue.
Sweet Baby Ray. Bop,
and then the top half of the bracket, the champion from international foods will play the champion of hot sauces. That's our sauces.
My prediction is we have a final round that is a known for versus a hot. That is my prediction.
I think so.
Possibly. But that's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the other way around. That's actually what happens. It's known for against hot. I was reading the bracket wrong. And it's the classics against international will be in the final. So there will be a representative from the champion between all those. That's wild.
Wonderful.
That's wild. That's it. That's all I got for sauces today on this day.
Wow.
That's all the sauces that there are.
64 sauces down to 32.
To end today's episode, say your name and one sauce that if you could, that was not mentioned, you would throw into the ring as a wild card.
Yeah.
Carter, I know you made this, so you probably got
most of your favorites on there.
Yeah, you got everything you wanted. How's that feel?
Yeah, sure. That's all of mine.
I got to think a little bit on this one.
I know. I'm ready.
Oh, okay. I know. I got it.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm ready to go.
For two chunks, I'm Jordan. There is this, we were just talking about it. There's this onion Dijon mustard that I just had this morning. It's
Dijon.
It's like a it's like a grilled onion kind of flavor with some onion chunks in it in the Dijon. So it's like spicy, oniony, and it's really delicious, but it's also got a nice little sweetness from the onion as well. And I think it it pairs very nicely with breakfast foods. And it works for me. I think it could make a nice little run here.
I like that.
I'm Doge. It's 2008. Taco Bell's just announced a fun new addition to their menu.
Oh, wow.
The Volcano Taco and the Volcano Nachos, served with a brand new sauce, Lava Sauce, a spicy nacho cheese sauce that added a fiery kick to Taco Bell's menu offerings for several years.
Lava Sauce was good.
Lava Sauce was so good, and it's gone.
Yeah.
They left, they discontinued it in 2013, came back once in 2015 and again in 2013. It's so good. And it's gone, and we'll never have it again.
That makes me so sad.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm going to say Hunt's Ketchup is the one I would add.
Yeah.
I'm Carter, and mine is super personal. So Taqueria LCI, Taco Stand in Oak Cliff. Mr. Elote, they call him in the Metroplex. Where there has to be hundreds and hundreds, maybe 1,000 Elote stands in the Metroplex, but he is Mr. Elote and nobody argues against it. The thing outside of him being the quickest to get through, I remember standing in line in the winter and steam coming out of that door at the top of his cart, just getting that corn.
Is this the Elote stand that you have like and a break in an Imagine Dungeons recording been like, I'm gonna go get some Elote really quick? Is that from this guy?
No, that's not even this guy. This is the guy that's like on Davis Street.
Oh.
What makes his the most special is that he has one of those Gatorade bottles that has a handle on it.
Please.
That his buddy made of usually elote, like an elote sauce will run a deeper Valentina kind of. Like it's like a, I don't know how to describe it. But this is one from, I mean, we're talking the Heisenberg of elote sauces, makes this and fills those up. He must have a fridge full of this sauce and just pouring that in there. And it's unbelievable.
Mm.
Unbelievable. Elote man's elote sauce, I guess is what I'll call it.
Mm.
Tops. Tops.
Pretty good. And make sure if you have a favorite sauce that you wish we talked about or one that you think got wrong today, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Keep it Thank you for listening. And we'll see you on the next time.
Sauce be with you.
Sauce be and also with you.
Sauce
and salsa with you.
And sauce and salsa
with you.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.